One evening, I was stuck in traffic and irritated. I was meeting friends and all these cars were in my way. It wasn't raining, there was no accident, just bumper-to-bumper traffic. As I calmed myself down, a meme my kids had been using described my plight. First world problems. It's everyday stress in our society which we escalate into a crisis. It's inconvenience that pales before real problems of food, shelter, or healthcare that preoccupy much of the rest of the world. We used the meme when wireless was not accessible, when we'd run out of dark chocolate. Well, maybe that one's real. But there are countless times when we experience heart-ripping, stress-causing, blood pressure-rising problems that the non-technological world might be happy to trade for. The Greek philosopher Epicurus in 300 BCE based his philosophy on happiness, peace, and freedom from fear and pain. We seem to have stalled in this area in the intervening two millennia. In the book Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers, Robert Sapolsky writes about the insidious effects of the continuous stress we feel, in contrast to zebras who feel stress only in situations where their lives are actually in danger. Even though we're not chased by lions or a machete-wielding crazy person, we feel stress all the time. Holidays are stressful, as are post-holidays. Meeting with relatives is stressful, and not meeting is stressful because we feel guilty for not getting together. And on and on. The holiday season is a virtual Christmas tree of stress. This year, I'm taking a page from a zebra's playbook and reminding myself that being late does not mean my life is in danger, and most things that stress me are first-world problems I'm lucky to have. When my heart starts pounding and my temples start throbbing, I'll take a deep breath and remind myself that I have everything that's really important, and I will get through this. With a perspective, I'm Benita Nelson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.